A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 19th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I am Tanono Kawande.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about Zimbabwe's independence.
Tomorrow marks 39 years of Zimbabwe's independence from colonial master Britain.
Zimbabwe was known as the breadbasket of the southern African subcontinent in the 1980s, but today more than half of the population lives in abject poverty, while millions have fled the country to seek greener pastures in neighboring countries and abroad.
Zimbabweans in the diaspora will this weekend hold celebrations in their countries of residence. Here in the United States, a family gathering is planned at a park in the state of Maryland.
However, not many people in the diaspora and back home feel that independence brought anything better for their lives, despite the ultimate sacrifice made by thousands of freedom fighters and simple villagers.
What are your thoughts on this?
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Yebo ngambe zuluka ndaba siyadibana njalo kuhlelo Live Talk Diaspora Forum lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lwelanga likazibuse lona elinanzwa kusasa ke ilizwe liyabe lisenelisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithoba munwe munye lathola ke uzibuse ngo 1980. Siyazi ukubana uhambo lwakhona alukacaci kahle ukuthi singathi beluluhambo olunjani, kodwa hhayi okumqoka ukuthi bekunzima, kube umthwalo obunzima kakhulu. Uqalisa-ke uzibuse kobo 1980, hhayi into zazihamba kakuhle. Kukhanya le mali, isindo semali sasingani sithe xaxa, njalo le ntengo yempahla yayiphansi lokunye okunjalo nxa siqathanisa lalamhlanje. Kodwa-ke ukuthi kwenzakalani, hhayi kuningi okwenzakalayo, sizaxoxa ngakho. Lisiphelathi lani imbono yenu lapho elingalikhona. Mr. Wande.
Nasi tukuta kutarisa nenyaya ye independence ye Zimbabwe. Mangwana China, Zimbabwe inosvitsa makore makumi matatu ne mapfumbamwe, 39 years of independence. Asi vazhinji vari kuti havasi kuona mutsauko kana kuti chakauya neindependence ino, kuti vari kuti zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichioma, zviri kuramba zvichinetsa, mabasa hakuna nezvimwe zvose zvinodiwa zviri kushayikwa. Saka nhasi tinoda kumboti titarise zuva reindependence kuti iyo independence inoreva chinyi, zvinhu zvakarwirwa chazvo chazvo. Nyaya iri pakati pehondo yakaitika yorusununguko yakamira sei, vanhu vari kufungei kana vakatarisa sure kwatakabva nekumira kwakaita zvinhu iko zvino. Vamwe vanoti mabiko kana kuti kupemberera zuva iri hakuna nomusoro wese, nokuti zvinhu mamirura zvakaita haasi okupemberera. Saka tingeda kunzwawo pane pfungwa dzenyu. zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kunyika dzakasiyana siyana zvichaungana kunzvimbo dzavanogara ikoko vamwe vanenge vachipemberera vamwe sevo munomu vati vanenge vachiungana zvavo asi kwete kupemberera asi iri nyaya yokuti vangosangana vachitaura havo vanotenda kuti zimbabwe yakasununguka asi hapana chokupemberera saka tinge tichida kunzwa zvamunofunga nezviri kuitika nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika makore ano ese. Yes, Mr. Gandhi.
Yes, we have our first guest, Silomnumzana Difa Wajapi Bango. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga babu Gandhi.
Yeah, Mnumzana usebhilitane khona ngapho e-UK lapho okulomsobho wamahara. Ungasitshela ukuthi injani impilo khona ngapho sikhangela ukubana ye singabantu abaselizweni elizibusayo eZimbabwe kodwa nxa usukhona ngapho ungathi impilo injani uyiqathanisa lekhaya.
Umsobho wamahala babu Gandhi watsho umfoka amajayivana wathi hayi kulo msobho wamahala kodwa ke umsobho wamahala awukhwabitheki kuhle babu Gandhi nxa usazi ukuthi uhlezi unyawo ngesikhalanga sithi ngithi msana nogala kumbo kusho ukuthi nxa ungumfana wenkomo ulusa inkomo fauthi uhlale unyawo ngokuzazi ukuthi lapha kungavela nanoma yini wena lapho uvela khona kusekhaya so ukuthi unambite kahle fauthi unambite kahle usazi ukuthi ekhaya yonke into imi kahle lapho kuzathi umsopho unambitheke kuhle kodwa-ke hhayi isimo sona sisikhangele sikhangele konke okwenzakalayo ekhaya inhliziyo zethu zisentshoko napho layo yonke imimoya yethu ikhangele okwenzakalayo khonaphana ekhaya.
Ye Mnumzana, siyazi ukuthi into kazihambi kahle ekhaya kodwa-ke ilanga likazibuse lona elabuya ngemva kokufa kwabantu abaningi kakhulu ungathini ngalo ilanga lona lelo?
Ilanga likazibuse babugande lilanga elibuya lihlangene ezintweni ezimbili nxa uthi uyalicabanga kwesinye isikhathi nxa ungacabangisisa kahle kahle kakhulu uyaphinda uthontisa inyembezi ngoba ucabanga ukuthi umonakalo owaba khona uzibuze ukuthi yiwo na umonakalo owaba khona lo kutshonelwa kwabantu esakubonayo kulahlekelwa izihlobo zethu ezalahlekela empini obaba bethu labanewethu kulokho esakubonayo kusuka ngomnyaka ka-1980 kuze kwefika esikhathini esikiso lakathesi kuyadumaza kakhulu ukuthi indlela ilizwe lakithi elaya latshona khona emlindini kwangasaba esifiseni sabantu esasisikhangelele ukuthi ngabe kwacazimula kusiya phezulu kodwa thina satshona emlindini kwaya phansi kwakanye ukuthi ilizwe kwangathi impi kahle kahle le eyaba khona noma ukukhululeka kwelizwe lezimbabwe kwakukuyakhululekela umuntu oyedwa ongumgabe kuphela ngaleso sikhathi abanye abantu akula munye umuntu esingathi wathest democracy noma wakhwabitha inkululeko ngokujabula kwenhliziyo kukhona ukujabula kwenhliziyo ukuthi abantu sesingahamba siyegcwala ema-stadium sisenzela nje ukuthi siyebona mhlawumbe labo abasikhokelayo kodwa-ke kuphinde njalo kube kukuthi kukhona ukuyajabula estadium uphakamisa iflag with pride ukuzitshela ukuthi this is where I belong and lokhu yikho kwalelwa ngabafowethu noma lokhu yikho lathi esakulwelayo ngoba sasilokukutsho phambilini ukuthi impilo yabe khona kwalimala akulimalanga abasempini kuphela ngitsho la labo ababesekhaya babebancane okuyigengethu lathi thina sinje salimala ngenxa yokuthi lathi sasibuza ukuthi obhuti beni banga abanye bethu bathaba baze bafa befela khona lokhu ukuze ukuthi obhuti beni banga so into layala iyadumaza kakhulu boba ugande ngoba indlela ilizwe lakithi zingela ikilo kathesi ayisiyo ndlela esikhwabitayo.
Hayi kulungile ungayala ubambe ucingo Mr. Wande, I understand we have a caller.
Makadini parinare
ndiripoka namakadini vamanhandava ari kutaura makadii mese mese kwamuri ikoko.
Aiwa, tirinani chaizvo, tirinani chaizvo. Munoda kutibatsira namashoko api nhasi? Munogara muri pano nguva dza
ndinotenda chaizvo nemukana wamandi Paul.
Wangu.
Chokutanga ndanga ndichida kuti nditini takawaniswa mukana pasvondo rakapera iro nesaturday tanga tine kuembassy tichivapa mbatya nezvekudya zvevanhu vakaurwa nedambudziko vari kumusha uko kuna nachimanimani are considering the situation and the violence that is taking place. So, in Jalon, the African to have a colleague in the South African war, also in the way they are. 3 weeks ago, this is what we are thinking.
Tinotenda tine vamwe vakamirira parunare tinotenda namashoko enyu asi ndoda kubvunza muchidimbu mataura nyaya yekuti nyaya yechikafu nenyaya yetransport nezvimwe zvakadaro zvakakonzera kuti vanhu vaende kuhondo iko zvinezvi pane mutsauko wamunoona muchienzanisa nemazuva Zimbabwe isati yasununguka ndoupi
mutsauko uripo ndewokuti munguva yemuhondo vakaexperiensa nguva yehondo zvinhu zvanga zvakaoma tinozviziva kuti haninga tsanangudzi zvese but kana ndichitaura zvinhu zvakaitika muhondo pane vakaiona zveshuwa zvairwadza uyewo zvakanga zvichiitika mumataundi matakanga tichinda muvarungu wakanga usingabvumirwi kana kugara wasvika zvako padhuze naedgar zinaseruga kuti ungurusvika kana kuedza hembe chaiyo chaiyo kwakanga usingabvumirwi however zvinhu zvakanga zvichiwanikwa nekuda kwekuti ikonomi iri mumaoko mevavo avo vanga vakatidzvinyirira so nyangwe deno hedu takagara mukati menyika tichiti takasunungura nyika nhasi uno even kana South Africa iri kutaura pamusoro penyaya yeland and America is already task their secretary of state to study South Africa's land reform kuti vachaifambisa zvakaita sei before they think of putting the sanctions. So the moment the sanctions angokandiwa chete hakuna masanctions anonzi sanctions emunhu nokuda kwokuti atongwa nedemo kana dei akatongwa hake nedemo but mari ichiwanikwa vachinokwanisa kukweretiswa mari makambani achitinhira achifamba vanhu vachikwanisa kuwana mabasa vanhu vagere mukati menyika yavo fine at the end of the day vanhu vanenge vachirarama Libya yakanzi yanga iri kutongwa nedemo nhasi uno is burning. It was because of our never interest mukati menyika dzedu dzinoupfumi but nokuda kwokuti magedi valves anoburisa mvura inoita kuti nyika dzedu dzinge dzichirarama right now World Bank nderavo IMF ndeza nyange vakafunga kuda kutipa mari vanongotsiridzira neamerica havakwanisi kutipa mari so ndinovimba kuti zvakatosiyana by far kana munhu akatiraza pazuva ranhasi akararama munguva yeapartheid nemunhu akararama panguva ino yatiri apartheid yacho vari nani nokuda kwokuti vanhu vanofunga kuti tairarama yedu tichiwana zvataiwana but the truth of the matter apartheid has never been a good thing during the time of the our colonial masters varungu vachakatibata zvakatonaka zvachose nokuti takawana rusununguko tikakwanisa kuzviitira zvatinoita but
tatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu tatenda chaizvo ndofunga vateereri vanonyatsonzwa kwamakananga uyezve mchanzo wavangu vachipindura mashoko amataura tinotenda chaizvo vamananda tinotenda zvikuru vadhube muripo parunare
ndiripo mambo wangu
nemwi muchatongawo makadiko
tiri nani zuva tongu
vedu we ko zuva rorisununguka kara mangwana iri
risununguko dzezimbabwe gunotaudzwa nevanago ivavo vashoma vakazvisiga nerusununguko papi asi vazhinji vacho havasati vagovona rusununguko
sei muchidaro
rusununguko hazvingorevi kuisa been empowered to vote for people rusununguko means the access to a means of livelihood you have access to good governance. You have the government in power that claims to be freedom movement is treating you with dignity. But as it is in Zimbabwe, one would be stupid to talk about independence and freedom when we have a government which up to this date is actually deploying soldiers to kill people. And this is not actually rumor. This is actually the truth. And we have a government which has got a legitimate crisis. And this is not something which is at a rumor level. This is factual. And we have a government that is actually professionalized the art of corruption. And this is not something which is other debate. This is a fact. We have a government which has run down the country to the extent that we don't even have a currency. Where is he to far a GPM? Whatever it is, I don't know what it is.
So, Mr. Dube, in your opinion, what is Zimbabwe's status? Should people not rejoice on Independence Day?
Look, you must be very careful on what you are rejoicing for. In actual fact, I think they should be dead. They should be, the people should be mourning. People should actually be looking at their liberators, as you say.
Yes.
The level at which you have deceived us is actually very astronomical. There's nothing to celebrate. What do you mean? You can't celebrate when you can't afford a decent meal. You can't celebrate when you don't have a cent in your account. You can't celebrate when you can't afford the basic things like salt, cooking oil, bread. So, I know the people who treat differently, but honestly, I think the people who benefited from independence are the few connected people in Zanuck here. They are the few connected people who are benefiting from the feeding trophy, which is being dished out by Zanuck PF to their trusted left-handers. But the majority, almost by the 80%, is nothing to celebrate. What did we celebrate? We have a country which has got 5 million people who are actually living outside the borders of the country. We have most of the economically active people who have been pushed out. So what did you celebrate? There's nothing to celebrate. I don't mean to sound unpatriotic and say we are not independent. We are only independent from white, but the oppressors simply changed the skin color.
Mr. Dube, stay on the line. We will come back to you in a short while. I think we have got
Can I ask you something?
Yes, Mr. Dube.
Who is that person you were interviewing just before you come to me?
Mananda.
Yeah, Mr. Mananda. His name is Mr. Mananda.
Okay, which organization does he come from?
He's just a listener who calls in to give opinion.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But stay on the line, Mr. Dube. We are going to get back to you in a little while.
Yebo, Mr. Wandengi. Lo mlaleli lapha. Siyakwamukela uhlelo.
Abona baba.
Yebo, sikhuluma lobani?
Umalaba uNdebele koBulawayo.
Ubaba uNdebele. Kunjani koBulawayo linanga lamhlanje?
Nokwanamhla kalinanga nkosi yami, kodwa ngengahlangana lalo ngivele ebhinga izolo ntambama somewhere usanda kudlulela ubani ungakafiki ensuza. Ya, linile sibili, hayi kabanzi. kodwa kuthi njengoba behamba ngemota angisabona ukuthi linanjani lokuthi bekusebusuku njalo.
Aha. Hayi kuyezwakala. Ungasipha imbono yakho.
Yebo kambe ngingalinika umbono ngokuncane nje engikucabangayo. Ngombuzo wenu eliwubuza nje ngezikhathi zenu laphana. Ye, ilanga leli elikhuluma ngalo liqakathekile kwabanye kaliqakathekanga kwabanye. Ye, ngesizathu sokuthi ukuwa kwendoda ikuvuka kweyinye. Nxa abantu bekhala besesililweni, abamamotshari bayathaba ukuthi imali ifingeni leyo. Ngesidumbu siyabe sikubo. So impilo injalo vele.
Yeah.
Lapha ngizama ukuthi independence le ukhulunywa ngayo ifondile sile, kodwa kayiqondanga njalo kwabanye, ngoba abantu balezikhalo eziningi abakhala ngazo ezingananzwayo. Ngalokho-ke mbonani kuyahamba kukhathaza khonokuthana, ngoba abantu bayahlala bekhala njalo nje. Kanti njalo kwezinye izikhathi kunzima ukujabulisa wonke umuntu, mhlobo wami.
Hayi kakhulu.
Ye, kusempilweni khonokho kumele sikukhangele ngayo naleyo ndlela. Kungenani-ke ukusolwa vele kukhona zonke izikhathi. Ye, lanxa kulobuhle kodwa-ke ukusola vele kwande ukuba kuningi. Kodwa bese sikhangela ukuthi lokho okusolwa ngabantu kuyikho yini noma cha. Mina ngokubona kwami bona ngalabantu into abayisolayo isobala. Ngo-1980 kuthathwa ilizwe, kwahle kwaba lohlupho siqalisa. Imibuzo nje ingaba yikuthi njengoba phela thina sasibuswa yi-Britain ngaleso sikhathi, usebenzisa i-pound. I-currency eyayibamba i-Africa kungela elilingana leZimbabwe. Kati yaphuma njani i-pound leliyana? So kungena lokho kukhona. Abantu be-celebrate independence namhla, ba angizwisisi ukuthi ba-celebrate ngoba abasebenza abantu. Abantu bathwele nzima, amafektale abo avalwa. Imali yabo kayikho emabhenki, liyayithumela khona ngapho madoda imali ukuthi sishi zokudla ngapha. Kodwa nxa usithi uyayilanda lapho oyithumele khona, ufika ube selayini nangathiwa uzoyicela yona iyimali yakho. Ubhenke imali yakho ebhenki kathesi esithi ingxenye ngo-9 ekuseni. Ngo-9 sithi uyalanda imali yakho oyibhenkile, uzothiwa kayikho. Into ekade ingenzakali izolo yona leyo. Khangela nje sinamhlanje impuphu mina ngithenge $32 ngeviki ephelileyo. Namhla ngifice $55. Uhulumende uthule uthe zwi ngani kabona. Abantu ba njengesinkwa, isinkwa ngizihluphi ngaso ngoba you can live without bread, akulahlupho lokuyana. Bangazi bakwekele ukuthi asila ndaba lakho, siyazidlela imbambayila, akuhluphi. But into njengesithwala, iziphala siyakwazi zigcwele umumbu, kodwa ukuthi udulelana sikwazi. Abantu bafa ngendlala nje ngeminyaka opheleleyo kukhesi lomumbu esingawudla iminyaka emithathu. Kodwa siyamangala abantu sokuthiwa khona kufela kuhle. Sizibuza ukuthi kathi umumbu lani uye ngaphi. Ngaleyo ndlela-ke mna wami ngibona ngazathi mfowethu, hhayi kule nkinga. Uhlupho yikuthi-ke sokungconywana kulezi nsuku ukuthi suvunyelwa la ukukhuluma okusolayo. Kathi izolo ukuthi ngakhuluma utshaye umlomo uthuba ngomsindo. Kodwa namhla kungcono ngokuthi hhayi sesikwanisa ukukhuluma lathi ungalandwe ebusuku, ukhuhlutshwe kanjalo nje. Kodwa-ke independence yona esikhuluma ngayo leyi yesiphezu kwayo ukuthi abantu bathi bayajabulela, kuyini abakujabulelayo? Nxa bejabula nge-independence badingani kwamanye amazwe bengekho ekhaya? Ngizothi bazabuthana ngaphi ngaphi, sikwe khona ngapho ngakini, ngababe bazobuthana ngaphi e-National Stadium e-Harare. Sikothi bayajabula.
Ye, lakho kukhona bayabuthana lakho futhi kusasa.
Yebo phela.
Ye.
Ngibone ngamavikini asanda kudlula sesichaye egoli ngale kuthiwa sibuyele ekhaya si kanjalo nje. Abantwana beZimbabwe sebethatha indawo yonke, angikwazi ukuthi ngathi kuhamba njani. Ngiyazibuza ukuthi i-Afrika yithi esidubeka kakhulu yini ukudlula amanye amazwe. Ngoba akula lizwe elingelamuntu eZimbabwe khonapha, angikhotiwe lizwe elingelamuntu eZimbabwe emhlabeni. E-China uyasithola sikhona, Russia uyasithola sikhona, ngapho sesibaningi yonke indawo. Kanti sithina sinjani indawo ama-China wona emaningi angayilizwena, kodwa kulezi indawo lapho abangekho khona. Ye, manje njengoba sicelebrate, sicelebrate singekho ekhaya, kahle kahle kuyini esikufunayo? Lapho lo mbuzo khona. Ngoba kangizwisisi mina ukuthi abantu badinga emazweni bona besifika izwe leli liqondile liright, abanye besifika lilunganga. Angizwisisi ke khona apho ukuthi mina ngingumuntu ozimele yedwa, angilandaba nje ngikhulume ngikubonayo. Njalo angithi ukuthi emkhuluma kubi, okumcaphulayo hhayi akukuye lo, kodwa-ke mina ngiqonde lokhu engikubonayo.
Hayi,
so ngaleyo ndlela bengicabanga ukuthi mina abantu bonke ngababuye ekhala, sizokhala sindawoni, ingxenye singakhala sibaningi, uhulumente uzakuzwa abe sithatha amanyathelo.
Okay, hayi, sibongile kakhulu, sibongile kakhulu ngembono yakho. Okay, let's go to Mr. Difa Bango. He's been holding for some time. Mr. Bango?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Bango, when we talk of independence, we talk of nationalism, we talk of national pride, and one emblem that makes us proud of whatever country that we come from is the national anthem. I'm sure you agree with me.
Yes, I do agree with you.
Yes. Now, Mr. Bango, what can you say about Zimbabwe's national anthem and independence in one sentence?
That's a very difficult one. I know that it could be just one single sentence, but all I can say, that's a very difficult question. That's the only way that I can respond.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very difficult one. Because, I mean, you know, as you said, you know, you need to have that pride and be proud of what you what represents you. But once you lose that pride, once you lose, you know, you lose self-esteem. Now, you know, for instance, you find some of our brothers in South Africa, it's difficult for them to ask one of them, because they say, are you from Zimbabwe? You say, no, I'm not from Zimbabwe, I'm from KwaZulu-Natal, because I'm from somewhere else. Mm. You know, because once you start saying you're a Zimbabwean, it's like they see a thief, they see someone who is so poor, they see someone who is so derogated, you know, someone who lives a naive person. That's the kind of, that's what represents us as Zimbabweans currently.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, do you know the words to the national anthem?
I never look at it. Probably the current national anthem, the only national anthem that I'm quite familiar with is because it's Sikelela. Because the current national anthem, was not dead.
I get you. No, I understand.
I don't even know the words.
I understand. Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Can you please stay on the line? Let's go to our other guest, Mr. Wande.
Yes, Mr. Dube, are you there? Mr. Dube, are you still there?
Huh? Yeah, Muripo.
Muripo. Na ndofunga kuti lapamwe matisiya.
Kuti vanzwa nyaya anthem vakatiza.
Titarise mamiriro akaita Zimbabwe. Imimi sokuona kwenyu chamunodada nacho pamusoro peZimbabwe chii?
KuZimbabwe kunonetsa pakuti mhirizhonga yose ruzhinji dzavanhu ava vari kuiva mwire mvura sadza radliwa navamwe. Zimbabwe inyama yemuenzi oina varidzi, vamwe vose ava hapana chavo. chaungangoda nacho ndechekuti iko you go to place where you were born or where you come from, only apart from that hapachina. Nokuti everybody has been reduced into a beggar. Everybody has been reduced into a poor person. Everybody has been subjected to systematic starvation. I think I got this called the ethnic policy in Dogosbago. Unoana munhu musvinu ari very smart and intelligent achitaura jara. Somebody mukoro unonga taura kuti handina food. I don't have fuel. I don't. Those are basic things which in this pre-modern period everybody should have access to. But as it is, you have to be in ZANU-PF to get basic things like food, fuel, decent accommodation, or to access your money in the bank. So that's how you talk about your blower. Maria Kotia Jaya or Binka Binka Binka, you want. So you got to meet a woman who's a little bit of a deal.
Hai.
Saka tisanyeperana tichiti kwako we are proud nezvekuZimbabwe tichida kuva patriotism sipo. Nyaya iripo ndekuti Zimbabwe tomorrow should be actually mourning kudinda pama prayers okutokumbira Mwari kuti vayambuze nyika. Nokuti as it stands, things are terrible. People can't trust. People are not happy. It's just like a good freedom. People are not free to vote. Who doesn't know about the violence which we experience? Even though our papa's in our violence, as we are going to need it after the election, it will never vote. So there's basically nothing to celebrate. And you see, the guys who would actually be celebrating, you'd see them actually in the front table, actually making speeches, celebrating what they've got. But the majority of Zimbabweans, there's nothing to celebrate. You can't tell me that Munwese, Unengango, Koro, Chanango, Tengango, Kungarijo, Tumai, Ishi, Nijano, Seven, Zetu, Denda, Kujobu, Kiri, Denda, Kunamizia, Denda, Kupotana, Denda, Kujos, Nungo, Fungwanawana, Apana, Munu, Nungo, Dokara, Mio, Nungo, Junata, Sama, Ripana, Apaka, Apana, Chemu, Kanukutu, Wati, Wajoka, Wari, Kuraira, Nama, Bali.
Yeah, Mr. Dube, Rambaya Muripo, stay on the line, we are going to come back to you. Pani, Vamu, Variparu, Nare, Wanda, Kutawara, Nesu, Magal... Makadini ambaye muripa here parunari. Hello? Muripo here parunari. Aya, ndofunga tawara sao.
Yeah, you
hear all these different views, but this is what we have been getting all the time, that there is very little to celebrate. It's a pity that the situation is like this, because it should be a very happy occasion. It's a very it's a day of being proud when we look back at our history, but it seems like the problems that Zimbabwe is facing, it seems like that is a bit too much for the people. Anyway, all right,
okay, yeah, let's go to our guest, Mr. Bango. Mr. Bango? Hello, Mr. Bango? I don't know if we still have...
I can hear you. I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mr. Bango, as advice, what would you give to people in Zimbabwe, especially politicians? Noting that tomorrow there is a gathering at the National Sports Stadium where the president is going to give his speech, but we are not likely to see the opposition there. Do you think this is a time for, defining our political differences, or it's a time to unite, and how can people unite using this day of the Independence Day, especially tomorrow's gathering?
Morning, I think for now the situation between the two political parties, mainly I'll say NDC and ZANU-PF, you know, these political parties currently they've got so many problems. They personalize, you know, their political parties. They don't act as if these political parties they represent the nation. But you know, in thing you want to
Mr. Pango, Mr. Pango, ngicela ubambe nje kancane siyaphenduka kuwe sithole ucingo silomlaleli osifonele eseZambia siyaphenduka njalo kathesa.
Okay,
hold on.
Makadi ni kuZambia.
Ziko makadi zeni.
Chiri nani tukutaura nani?
Utaura nani zekeri mutandwa.
Exactly, Mutandwa. Tibatsirevo ne pfungwa dzenyu panyaya tiri kutaura nhasi.
Panyaya yamutaura nhasi yeindependence, tinongori nemashoko madiki diki andoda kuti ndingokwanisa kuti ndizivisisane nevamwe nekuti dambudziko ratinaro muZimbabwe reindependence harisi kureva kuti ratangira muZimbabwe chete. Tikatora isusu experience of our Africa. Matambudziko iwayaya ari muZimbabwe akatobva mukati nedzimwe nyika. Tikatora Mozambique yaive neproblem yatinayo. Totora Malawi yaive neproblem yatinayo. Totora Tanzania yaive neproblem yatinayo. Totora Congo yaive neproblem yatinayo. Tobva tatora Zambia yange neproblem yatinayo. Yaka transfer that problem to us. It's not saying all of those people waka pusa maningi kana kuti ma president hava hazive kana kuti isusu tose munyika idzodzo hatizive, but pane pari kutambwa politics yekuti Africa isakwanise kupukunyuka iri yega.
Munofunga kuti chii? Ndati muno so mati pano kutamba tsoro zvinoita kuti Africa isaita zvinhu yega kana kubudirira. Chii chamunofunga chamunoona chiri kuitika?
Chandinoona chiri kuitika ndechekuti iwaya nyika dzekunze kwenyika idzodzidzi dzakafanana na Britain nana America zvinohoda zvinhu zvinokwanisa kuti nyika dzine dzidzi dzibudirire. Kutaurwa kwemasanction, kutaurwa kwekubudirirwa kwenyika nemaindustry, the very time yamunongotanga kuti nini maakuda kuita independence yenyu muchitora nyika yenyu, unotaurwa kuti land is belong to the government. Commercial land haigoni kungoenda kumunhu wese wese, inogara nehurumende. Izvozvo vanobva vazvitora kuzviita tight, vobva vadzisa mari dzavo munyika imomo, voenda vonodzitsigira kunenge kwaenda vana vavo. Havachaendesa mari kuvanhu vatema vari kuda kuita programu nemari idzodzo. Zvinoita kuti tirambe tiri pasi pekudawo kuti mari dzavanotisangishena havasi kusangishena hurumende, vari kusangishena isu tiri kuda kuita basa racho. Tobva tachisenga manjiita basa riyai tabviswa mukati memaprogiramu anoita kuti vanhu vawane mari dzokushandisa. That is what sanction yainge iri kuafecta kwatiri varombo.
Saka kana aiwa vamutandwa tatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu. Mogara muchitifonerazve muchitipa pfungwa dzenyu sezvamaita nhasi. Ndinotenda mukoma Ezekiel. Yes. Pana vari parunhare makadiniko?
Tiri kumakadiwo.
Tiri kutaura nani? Tiri kutaura nani uye muri kupi? Muripo here apo?
Ndiripo.
Ehe. Hatina kunzwa zvamataura. Mati tiri kutaura nani? Ona Jim kubinga. Aiwa, ehe, tinokutambirai. Titaurirewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Zvinorwadza vakomana. Hapana chekupemberera ba.
Konyika zve kusununguka kwenyika.
Ani zeka sinungu kaya bati vanhu vari kutambura vawande. Ize mari chaiyi chinonzi mari hatizi. Kumashopu vanhu vanotenga nechibako. Rino mvura haina kunaya chibako hakuna totenga nei.
Ndo zvega zviri kunetsa here?
Handi zvozvega chimiro chenyika chaive pasi parizvino mamiri akaita zvinhu zvinosiririsa kuti unzwisise kuti ndiyo Zimbabwe iri yatinoziva i paitonga varungu hapana chinhu chaishayikwa zvinhu zvese zvazvoipo iye zvinezvi vanhu vari kunonga nhoko dzezvironda.
Saka imi munofunga kuti zvoitwa sei kana kuti chamungada kutaurira hurumende chingava chipi?
Munoona chinonetsa hurumende iripo ikai. Vanhu vanongotaura nhema asi chokwadi chisingataurwi. Iye zvine zvi tiri kunzi izvo zvinhu zviri kugadziriswa but on the ground hapana chinhu chiri kugadziriswa. Zvinhu zviri kutoita wese.
Ya saka zvoitwa sei nai mukoma Jim?
Chinonetsa ndechekudai nyange tikataura nyaya maelection munoziva kuti vakomana vakapinda nekuwa havangabvuma here kuti nyange vakadyiwa vangasarenda pavo?
Taurai henyu tiri kuzvinzwa. Tiri kuzvinzwa, taurai zvenyu.
Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti iyo dai vana vezimbabwe vaisa musoro pamwe chete votobhoikota koshaikwa kana munhu wana anoenda kugraundi kana kune chasport kana kupi kunoitwa macelebration nokuti hapana chekupemberera ba. Vanhu vochema vese pane kuti vapemberere, vanhu vochema vese nokuti hapana chekupemberera.
Zvino izvi zvinobatsira papi?
Aiwa, kunenge kuri kuratidza kakuti chekupemberera hapana, tiri kuratidza kuti tiri kuchema nokuti tiri kutambudzika, kuratidzira kuti tiri kutambudzika hapana chekupemberera.
Hai, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Jimu nemashoko enyu. Tinotenda.
Taikumbirawo kuti mombopota muchitifonera kuno kubhinga uku. Bhinga inzvimbo yakakanganiwa haizikamwi muZimbabwe. Taikumbirawo kuti vakomana veMTC MP wedu hatimuzivi. Tine zvichemo zvakawanda zvatinazvo asi hatimuzivi MP. Anongouya kana kwakuendwa kumavhoti.
Kutwangu vanhu MP wenu va?
Ikwevuza.
Oh, okay. Joya.
Binga South.
Okay.
Ndo kumbirisa please kuti dai maedza kuti muvazivise vakomana veMDC kuti MP haana zvaari kubatsirana zvevanhu kuno.
Aiwa, tatenda mukoma Jim, ndinofunga ndineidi kuti MP wenyu vakateerera vari kuzvinzwa. Asi mashoko amataura ya mashoko amataura iwayo achasvika kwavari. Ndinotenda chaizvo.
Mutungamiri ikaeri uyu anoendijeta raiti achigunda kulevu. Muri kuzviona
mazvita mukoma Jim, thank you very much. Mongofamba makatarisa kwamuri kuenda kuti maindiketawo asakurasai. Yes. Tine
Mr. Svaneng Dube and Mr. Bango, sorry for we have a number of callers, lots of callers, but we'll definitely get back to you. Okay.
Yeah. Pana vamwe vari parinhare makadini henyu? Tiri nani? Tiri kutaura nani uye muri kupi? Navani? Aha. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu independence hapana zvokupindirira nokuti vatatarisira panguva yehondo
Saka hamusi kupemberera independence ya Zimbabwe. Hai, tinotenda na mashoko yenyu, tinotenda chaizvo.
Okay, so Numzana Pango ubuchasisa lapha ngendaba ye politics le independence ukuthi abamabandla aphikisayo bamanyane njani la bebandla elibusayo ukuthi kunanzweleli la ngamungasichasela.
Mina engakusho babugande ukuthi into eqhakathekileyo lapha ukuthi abakhokheli bama-political parties okuyizanu PF le-MDC into yokuqala abafanele bayifake engqondweni zabo ngeyokuthi babekwazi ukuthi abantwana beZimbabwe bayahlupheka, abantwana beZimbabwe badubekile. Kuzaze kube nini abantu ukuthi bona bakhangela ukuthi bona bahlukana njani bengakhangeli ukuthi i-majority yona iphila njani? Izibhedlela akula lutho, izikolo akula lutho, yonke nje into esebenza eZimbabwe akula nto esebenzayo efanele ukuthi isebenze. So mina ngokunjalo isifiso sami ngelokuthi abathathe nje lelo nyathelo bafake abantwana beZimbabwe phambili andubala ukuthi bacabanga ngezinye izinto eziningi. Ngiyazi ukuthi uChamisa uzakhala ngokuthi yena amavoti arodwa ngapha bathi bona yibo abawina ama-elections. Kodwa lokhu kathesi isikhathi salokana sesidlulile. Kathesi iZimbabwe akusese isikhathi sokuthi sikhangele ukuthi i-political party yiphi noma i-political party ayisiphi. But into esiqakathekileyo ukuthi sibone ukuthi indlela yokuthi iZimbabwe ibuyele ime ngenyawo njalo ibe le nqubekela phambili yiphi. Kusafana lokuthi kulezinto ezifana lezinto ezenziwa phansi nxa singakhangela ukuthi iZimbabwe lilizwe ikakhulu anithi niqale endabeni yemali. Ilizwe ukuthi libe nemali eqinileyo njengoba libe nemali endlondlobeleyo kufanele ukuthi kube lezinto ezibhekapha leyo mali ezenza ukuthi imali leyo ibe lesi sinto. IZimbabwe ilizwe elaziwa ngokulima, ilizwe elaziwa ngezinto ezenjwa phansi, ilizwe elaziwa ngokufuya, izinto lezi ezintathu lezi yizo ezenza iZimbabwe ile lilizwe. Kodwa kathesi nxa singakhangela akula kuye kunaloko okuthatha okusebenzayo. Alikho ilizwe lakhe lathiwa lizasebenza kulabo teketa elizweni. Alikho ilizwe lakhe lasebenza kulabantu kathesi sebetshona bebulala izinkomo besezithengisela kumabackdoor. Akula lizwe elizasebenza izilimo abantu betshona behamba besathengisa kuma-J and B beqeda labana imali yabo bezayithola after 2 years. Yizinto uhulumente abantu azikhangele abone ukuthi kufanele kwenziwe njani. Ngabe ngakuthatha bokuqakathiswa ngokwala bakuvuselele kume ngenyawo ilizwe leZimbabwe lingaphinde libuyele. Kathesi nxa uyakhangela izinto eziningi uzathola ukuthi nxa sikhangela i-poverty datum line sikhangela mhlawumbe imali eholwa ngama-civil servants. Ama-civil servants abantwana abaqeda iminyaka le minyaka besezikolo bahola $300. I-$300 eyi-300 pound. I-300 pound i-school fees kathesi umntwana oyedwa is $400. Uyithatha ngapho umntwana usho ukuthi eqinisweni umzali wathengisa isibaya senkomo saphela sonke du ethengisela ukuthi abantwana bezohlupheka njalo. Kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abafake ilizwe leZimbabwe phambili ngoba abantwana beZimbabwe bayahlupheka. Kanye lani kathesi ukuthi abantwana babulawa njani e-South Africa, babulawa njengenyamazana ngenxa yokuthi kodwa khonokwana siyababhlema abantu be-South Africa ngento abayenzayo imbi kakhulu. Akula muntu ofanele abulawe, kodwa kufanele ukuthi ngabe kathesi sihlupheka siselizweni lakithi sisenza izinto eziqakathekileyo. I-banking sector abayenze ama-reforms ema-banks. Alikho ilizwe elingaphila imali ithethwa isetshenziswa ezinye izinto but ingasebenzeli abantwana beZimbabwe abayibo abaphila kuleyo lizwe. izinto ezikhona lapha elizweni izinto esikhala ngazo ayisizo izinto esemoyeni izinto ezikhangelwe nanoma ngubani akekho umuntu ongaziboniyo so lokho asichothoze uhulumende asithi khuluma iqiniso alikhangelela uhulumende ukuthi lokho yikho esikhangelane lakho ekufanele ukuthi kulungiswe ukuze ilizwe lezi bakwe lithuthuke ngaphandle kwalokho eqinisweni bazaphikisana baphikisane kuze kuyefika ku-next election babe baphikisane baphikisane kuze kuyefika ku-next election kathesi uzuthola ukuthi kulabantu abaphila esigabeni sinye kuthi ngakusesigabeni sinye mina angisakwazi ukuthi senginganciso omunye umuntu ngenxa yokuthi umuntu lana ngowe-MDC noma umuntu lana ngowezano noma umuntu lana ngowe-MDC or whatever ukuthi ubhilonga kwiphi i-political party i-politics yabo ngendlela abayiletha ngayo bayiletha bayenza yatshiya ama-divisions amaningi phakathi kwabantu abantu kathesi abaningi abasakhulumisane noma beyizihlobo they fail to be constructive ukuthi bayakhe izinto ezingavusi izimbabwe ngenxa yokukhombana ngeminwe as far as politics is concerned so sicela ukuthi abazame ukuthi lakhona bakufake kube clear ebantwini ukuthi i-development le-politics yizinto ezihambela kodwa kufanele kwehlukaniswe konkwana ukwenzela ukuthi ilizwe lezimbabwe liqhubekele phambili ngoba nxa singaphila lokho sihamba ngaleyo ndlela esasivele sihamba ngayo kudala ngesikhathi sikamgabe akula nto ezaqhubekela phambili kuzabe yi-dispensation ngebizo but akula mafruit esizawubona asijabule kulokho sikhuluma kodwa sijabula ukuthi ngabe kathesi sithuli sibona izimbabwe indlondlobala abantwana bezimbabwe abasebahamba phandle kwamazwe bayafunda izinto eziningi babuyela leyo mfundo bezokwenza izinto ezimbabwe njalo izimbabwe into engifisa uhulumende ukuthi abekwazi ukuthi izimbabwe lilizwe lilenhlanhla kakhulu elila abantwana abagcwele amazwe amaningi njalo abantwana asebefunde izinto eziningi abangathi nxa bebuya elizweni lezimbabwe bangalivusa masinyane ngenxa yokuthi sebekwazi ukuhlupheka sebekwazi ukuthi ukuba honest kufunakalani njalo okunye uhulumende ingalo yomthetho akayiqinise ngoba konke khona lokhu esikukhuluma noma singaze sikhulume sithini but indaba ye-corruption nxa ilokho la yi-chayindiva izahlupha kathesi uyathola ukuthi kula ma-donors noma kula manye ama-companies avela phandle kwelizwe noma uthi uyacelani ukuthi imali ibuye ezimbabwe bathi bona no asizosithatha imali ngenxa yokuthi ama-leaders bayathatha imali yenu bathatha imali yena leyo bayasebenzisa izinto zabo ama-personal things zabo bengasebenzisi izinto ezifana ukuthi zithuthukise ilizwe so i-corruption abantu nxa kuwukuthi umuntu wenze into embi noma
Nomzana Bhango ngubambe kancane isikhathi iso sesidliwe ngumangoye sizacela nje uDube ukuthi laye athi fahla fahla ngoba sokusele imizuzu emithathu nje kuphela
Nokulungile baba hayi mina mangangiqedise nje kolabo ngithi mina engifisayo nje yikho kona lokuthi abalungise izinto bafake abantwana bezimbabwe phambili ukwenza ukuthi ilizwe lakithi liqhubekele phambili
hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Bhango
thank you very much sir
vaDube muchiripo here parunare Mr. Dube muchiripo here
ndiripo
tipewo muchidimbu zvamashoko enyu kupedzisira asi musati matangiza ipapo ndoda kubvunza kuti imimi se Zimbabwe Exiles Forum pane zvamuri kuita here zviri maererano nokupemberera zuva reindependence kauti pane kusangana kwamuchaita rena nezvimwe zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe kusouth africa ikoko muchicherechedza zuva iri kana muchifarira kana muchichema muchaungana here pazuva iro riri mangwana
mangwana tine urongwa hwokuti tiite maprayers we are coordinating magatherings amazimbabwes muno mujobhek nomupretoria nokubrisbane nokucape town just to hold the prayers to pray for god to intervene and assist zimbabwe in its current situation and ezve ndichibva ipapo avo vanga vachitaura vapedzisira ava I think we mustn't actually blindly blame political parties. MDC haisaidi power. Maproblem avataura anohwisa asi nyaya yekuti kwai MDC nezvaani vovaisa percentage yavo vaaccusa of promoting their political agenda at the expense of the comfort of the people of Zimbabwe. Look, unomakwande unebhora. Iko zvino MDC chainongoita ndechekungocomplain navo just like all other Zimbabweans because it's not in power. We must be very clear on where the poison is. Poison iripo ndiyo miti government is allocated. FDC haipapo. Ko hoja vataura masanctions. Masanctions, the country is not on sanctions. Vanhu vanongoti Zimbabwe iripo masanctions. Ane ma targeted smart sanctions
restrict my travel.
Mr. Dube, unfortunately, we have come to the end of the show. We have run out of time. Thank you so much for your contribution. We hope to call you next time. Yes, that was Mr. Sibanengi Dube of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. You also heard from Mr. Difa Bango, a Zimbabwean living in the United Kingdom. And thanks to all our callers. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. Until next time, please take care. Good night.